Welcome to The Growth Factor, a broadcast ministry of St. Mark Baptist Church. Today, as part of our family, you will experience the life-changing and spirit-nurturing Word of God. Please enjoy this time with us, where we're committed to helping you grow in knowledge, grow in faith, and grow in God. St. Mark Baptist Church, you grow here.
Have you ever wondered, in a country of 3 billion people who have been said to be unreached, what happens to those individuals? This question often comes up in many circles, theological circles, academic circles. What about people who haven't heard the gospel? This is the big question of the evening. This is a moral question. It presents this idea that God is somehow immoral, that he can create a people, he can create a population of people on this earth that he intentionally allows to not hear the gospel. And so we want to look at that in detail. How does God judge people? The Bible indicates that people are judged on the information they have. Paul, in Romans 1 and 2, says people will be judged on how they respond to this God's general revelation. And what is this revelation? According to Scripture, God reveals himself in two ways. We can see that here in Romans chapter 1, verses 19 through 20. God reveals himself through creation. Listen to what it says in Romans chapter 1, verses 19 through 20. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world, in the things that have been made. They are without excuse. Understand this intricate complexity of this world that we live in shows us that there is an existence of God. And here's the reality. Even when we inwardly suppress this knowledge, suppress these thoughts, we are not ignorant of it. It doesn't matter whether you live in Little Rock, Arkansas, or if you're in a hut in South Africa. God's existence has been revealed to humankind through creation. Psalm 19, verses 1 through 6 talks about how creation testifies to the existence, the greatness, the power, and the glory of God. God's existence can be seen in creation. But not only do we see God's existence, God reveals himself through creation. We can see God's existence through conscience, through our conscience. Romans 2, 14 and 15 talk about that. Listen to what it says. For when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do what the law requires, they are a law to themselves. Even though they do not have the law, they show that the work of the law is written on their hearts, while their conscience also bears witness, and their conflicting thoughts accuse or even excuse them. Paul says to people without the law, know that there is a moral law because it's written on their hearts. We all have this inward understanding of right and wrong, which makes us be accountable to God for what we do and how we behave. Understand this, every person who has ever lived and walked this earth has evidence based on creation and based on our conscience that is written on our heart that there is a God and that God does exist. If someone responds to this general revelation that God exists, God will intentionally find a way for the gospel to get to them, be it through a dream, through visions, through missionaries, through literature, or even, as we're watching now, through the internet. If a person truly desires to know God, God will make his gospel truth known to them. I love what Deuteronomy 4, verse 29 says, "But if from there you seek the Lord your God, you will find him if you look for him with all your heart and with all your soul." There has to be this intentional desire to acknowledge the existence of God, the presence of God, the power of God. But what's the issue? We have an issue. And the issue is this, that people often see God in creation, feel God in their conscience, but people reject the knowledge that has been presented to them through creation and through their conscience. Listen, Romans 1, 21 through 30, just high level. They knew God. They did not honor him as God. They were foolish in their hearts, and their hearts were filled with darkness. They denied the existence of God, became God haters. They were filled with wickedness. They worshiped creation rather than the Creator. They did the very things that deserved death. So as much as we want to say that there is someone in Africa, in Asia, or even down the street who's sitting waiting to hear about God and the gospel, there are also individuals who aren't. Individuals who have already rejected the gospel. Individuals who've already rejected the existence of God. Romans 3:11 says, "No one seeks for God." Verse 12 says, "All have turned away." The reality is there will be individuals who willingly and intentionally suppress the truth of the existence of God, the existence of his creation and the conscious. Mankind cannot be ignorant of the fact that God exists because he revealed himself. So what about people who don't respond to God's revelation? What happens? Let's first be clear that the only way in which we are able to be saved is by accepting Jesus. I love what John 14:6 says. Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." When God reveals himself through creation and through our conscience, and we accept that he exists, the gospel is brought to us, which helps us to understand and teaches about Jesus being the way. But as I shared, there will be individuals who downright reject. And what happens to those individuals? We are judged. Listen to what Matthew 10:33 says. "But everyone who denies me here on earth, I will also deny before my Father in heaven." Listen to John 12:48. "The one who rejects me and doesn't receive my saying has this as his judge. The word I have spoken will judge him on the last day." Listen to John 8:24. "Therefore, I told you that you will die in your sins. For if you don't believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." Let's be clear. According to 1 Timothy 2, God desires for all people to be saved. And because God is omnipotent and God is omniscient, God intentionally makes sure that he reveals himself so that the gospel can be received and our lives can be transformed. But those individuals who intentionally reject the gospel will be eternally lost, and they will spend eternity apart from God. Again, God doesn't seek to be fair. God is just. And his ultimate desire is for all mankind to accept and be saved. Those who haven't heard the gospel do not get a veto power or a pass on the judgment of God. Why? Because it then makes evangelism pointless. If we're able to still stand before the Father and sit with the Father in heaven, and we don't have to accept Christ, it's no point of evangelism. It's no point of the faith being shared. God intentionally wants and desires our lives to be transformed. God wants to save that person who's in Africa. God has revealed himself to that person. God has made himself known to that person. God has allowed this inner conviction to remind them and to let them know that they've committed some type of wrong, or to show them the difference between right or wrong, and to help them understand that they are in need of being transformed. We could even look at the life of Cornelius. Cornelius very well might have never heard the gospel message, might have not heard Jesus, but he recognized and he acknowledged the presence and the power of God. Understand, God desires that all be saved. Here's the thing. So what am I supposed to do? One of the things that I've noticed that we spend and we invest a lot of time and energy in asking questions like, what happens to the person who has never heard the gospel? That person who's sitting on the backside that of the desert, that person who is in some remote town, that person who's in some remote land. That's a legitimate question. That's one that we're able to ask, one that we're able to examine and look at for the sake of our understanding. But I really would like to suggest, as opposed to us asking that question, I want to ask, are we intentional about making sure that we are doing our part to get individuals to hear the gospel? Our job as believers, our job as followers of Christ, our job as disciples is to get the gospel message out. Our job is to essentially share our faith. Why? Because Jesus is the only way to the Father. I like what scripture says in Acts 4:12. It says, and there is salvation in no one else. For there is no one other, there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Our job as believers is to get the gospel message out. Matthew 28:19 talks about the Great Commission. Our job as believers is, yes, to be concerned about those individuals who have never heard the gospel message, but the way that they will end up hearing the gospel message is by you and I following what Matthew 28 says. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. So instead of asking what happens to those people who haven't heard the gospel, I love what Charles Spurgeon says. He says, it is more a question with me whether we who have the gospel and fail to give it to those who have not, can we be saved? Because when I receive a good gift, when I receive an experience that's transformative for my life and to my life, when I hear the message of God's changing power and Jesus nails being driven in his hand, a spear of thorns being a crown of thorns brushed upon his head, a spear in his side, nails being driven in his hands, him being whipped, him enduring the cross, and then on the third day getting up with all power. That's so that I might have eternal life. That is good news. And that is a message that you and I should be seeking to share every single day of our life. That's the purpose for our existence, is to make his name known to all. Here's the thing. If I hear the gospel and I make it a part of my life, if I accept the gospel and I make it a part of my life, and then I share it with those who are around me or those who are unbelievers, and then they accept it, and then they share it with those individuals who are unbelievers, and they accept it. Someone in that lineup posts it on social media. Someone in the lineup shares their faith via a website. Someone in the in that number decides to take a missionary trip across the world, or even stands out on the street to evangelize. Individuals will come to the knowing of Jesus Christ. His name will, as our theme is this year, reach wider. Our job as believers is to get the gospel message out. We've got to be intentional about our assignment. But we cannot say that God has not revealed himself. God reveals himself through creation and through the conscience of writing it on our heart. And then if we as individuals accept that truth, seek for more understanding, seek for more clarity, seek for more direction, God will make himself known to mankind. As believers, we are challenged and we're called to share our faith. I'm challenging you tonight to share your faith. I'm challenging you tonight to go to those places where you know people are not being reached. The street corners where no one is stopping and sharing the gospel message. It's our job as believers to share our faith. Now, there may be a person right now who's watching. The Holy Spirit has spoken to you and you feel led to give your life to Christ. We want to let you know that God loves you unconditionally. We want you to know that you have meaning, that you have value, that Jesus died on the cross for your sins, that while we are sinners, God demonstrated his love for us by giving his life on the cross and getting up with all power so that you and I might be able to have eternal life.
This has been The Growth Factor, a broadcast ministry of St. Mark Baptist Church. Be sure to follow this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and join our Facebook group, The Growth Factor, for daily motivational content. Let's keep the conversation going. Thank you for listening.